刚刚阿江说什么是容易的时候，你说了什么？
没有什么是容易的。
Nothing is easy.
Nothing is easy. But you said something that I'm not sure I understood correctly. Because Anne said something that awicca is easy, but you said something different. What did you say? I was wondering if I had not heard correctly.
She said, "Easy to take it, even the avijja for self."
Yes. So there's something else in the equation there. So what did you mean by that, Ajahn? I'm not quite sure.
It's easy. Is seeing easy to arise?
No, it's not. Not to understand it. So.
But what is easier? Not understanding and understanding.
Not understanding.
It's easier.
Easy. You're not understanding. It's easy.
所以什么容易？我们容易把法当成是我的，这是容易的。什么不容易？了解也是不容易。有智慧升起不容易，没有智慧很容易。
那个我很容易就进来了。
The idea of I is easy.
Very easy.
Taking whatever is seen and heard for something all the time, very, very easy.
认为有个东西被看到被听到很容易。
Is it easy for anyone to make seeing arise? Okay.
对，让眼识升起是容易的吗？
也是容易升起。
It's easy. The seeing arise easily.
By conditions.
那是因缘条件，对不对？
对。
So nothing is easy. But when we compare what is easier, avijja is very easy. So it is easier than paññā to arise.
没有什么是容易的、哦。那但是无明的升起比智慧的升起容易一点。
Susan, is it easy to understand what you are hearing in the discussions about dhammas, like hearing and sound? Is it easy to understand?
早上的讨论关于什么是耳识、什么是声音，这个容易了解吗？
刚开始的时候是不容易了解的，但是这两天这样子听，慢慢就是会有一些知道了，就是比较了解了。
It's difficult at the beginning, but for the past couple of days' discussion, gradually there's a bit more understanding.
Is it easy to understand that hearing now is just Dhamma, not anyone, just Dhamma which hears sound?
容易了解，耳识只是一个法吗？只是一个法，不是你在听吗？
不容易。
It's not easy to understand. It's just Dhamma.
Not easy to understand, but like you said, one gets a little more used to considering and reflecting wisely about what is Dhamma and what is not Dhamma.
是的，不容易了解，但是现在就像你说的，开始逐渐去认识它，去一步一步的思考了解。
对，是刚开始没有听闻这些法，你就是不容易它了解它怎么样升起，怎么样灭去，不了解。但是听法以后，你会逐渐的去认识，它原来就是一些因缘的变化。
So now it's gradually to know there are conditions for hearing.
So what are the conditions for hearing?
好，那耳识升起的因缘条件是什么？耳识的因缘条件。
耳识的原因就是那个声音，声音的生成。被波动升起的时候，他的那个感受升起，心所的一连串的那个生灭开始执行它的功能的时候，然后他有响应这些东西的组合，整串的一些的组合。
OK， 他说
就是心的波动啊，这些。
Susan mentioned about sound is needed, but then she mentioned about all the jitasikas.So, up back to the conditions. 是说耳识的升起，要什么耳识才可以升起？
耳识要什么升起？就是他有听到那个。
要声音。
声音。
还有什么？
声音的生成被什么接收到？被 我们所接收到，这样子。
Sound need to be received.
Yeah, so sound has to be there, and it has to have impinged on ear sense for hearing to arise.
声音要撞击耳根，所以要有个耳根，所以耳识才会升起。耳识只是听，耳识没有接收它。
And actually, she's right too, because there have to be the arising of chetasikas to support that chitta to hear the sound. At the moment of hearing, there must be seven chetasikas arising together with chitta, each performing their function. Otherwise, hearing cannot hear sound.
所以除了刚刚声音要撞击耳根，耳识要升起，可是耳识一定要有那七个心所伴随，所以那七个心所其实也是耳识升起的因缘条件。
好，谢谢。
So Pasa must have contacted the visible object. The Vedana must feel or taste the object. The Sanya must mark and remember the object, and so on. Each of those chetasikas has its role or function to play in order for seeing, in order for, are we talking about seeing or hearing? In order for seeing to see that visible object that's impinged on ear sense, on eye sense, in order for the sound to impinge on the ear sense.
啊，所以那七个骗一切心的心所，就是触所缘啊，感受啊，记忆啊，他们都必须存在那一刻跟耳识一起。协助耳识去认知经验这个对象，这个声音，所以这个说明的不是由谁单独决定的。
So what we're talking about is ayatana. It's like the meeting of different dharmas together at this moment. In order for this moment of hearing to arise, there have to be the meeting of the sound, the ear sense, the chetasikas together with that chitta.Just for a moment, an instant, and then gone forever.
这边有个新的名词叫触哦，十二触。我们讲五蕴的分类，触也是一个分类哦。所以刚刚以耳识当例子的时候，那一刹那，耳识、声音、耳根、心所通通都在，对不对？所以这是一个触，叫做阿亚塔那，他们在那里一起会面了。
So learning about the different dharmas, the different conditions for this very moment.Is the way to understand no one can make hearing arise, no one can make any chitta, any experience arise in life, and because it's anatta, depending on these different conditions.
所以讨论这个触这个概念的时候，它很明显的是这么多法聚在一起，耳识才能经验声音嘛。所以这是说明了无我，只是这些法而已，只是因缘条件，漏掉一个因缘条件都不可能发生。